This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Great to be back today. Woo-hoo-hoo! Today I want to talk about something that I have seen lately. I have seen with my own eyes. I've seen with my own eyes. I felt with my own heart, and I thought with my own brain. I want to talk about the psychological impact of COVID-19 and what many of us are experiencing. Some of us haven't put a finger on it. Some of us have. Some of us have gotten angry with some stuff that we've had happen. And some of us just write it off as the issue with the human condition. I know that some of you might be like, why am I on this planet with half of these weenies that I can't deal with? You know, it's interesting because there's a lot of great people out there. And then eventually what we see is that, you know, our population has been full of people that believe that they know everything. We've had a population full of people that are extreme narcissists. And it seems like the more and more we're dealing with some of these issues, the more the issues are making themselves even more apparent as we're dealing with the situation with COVID. And I think that many of you will agree with me if you live in a area where there's a lot of people, or maybe you live in a high-rise condo, or you live in an area with lots of townhomes and lots of people, you've seen it. Or if you work at an office and you have to get there and you have multiple flights of, you have to take the elevator and you have to park in a parking garage, you have been in a situation where you have been asked, yes, get in the elevator, and you've been shunned as well. It's been a very interesting psychological dynamic. It's almost like a psychological, well, it's like a testing ground. You know, we've seen how some people are there and always there, and our friends are there, and you've seen how some people, well, they seem to have jumped off the planet Earth, or they have absolutely no time for you anymore. And so I want to talk about that. I want to talk about, first off, because later on in the hour, Dan Nelson's going to be here, our resident historian and genealogist, and we're going to be talking about real tales from the past. Some of them sound crazy, but they're real. They're all real. Some of them sound like they couldn't have happened, but they all happened. This is all legitimate stuff. Obviously, this show is all about the truth, all about what's really going on. So let's talk today. Let's begin with, okay, many of you know what I'm talking about. Who is deemed safe? Okay, I want to ask you that question. Who is deemed safe in your life? Who is deemed safe when you're looking at who am I going to hang out with, or who can I go to dinner with, or who can I have over to my house? Who are those people that you've selected in that group? And I ask you to be really honest with yourself. Are you one of those people that have determined that nobody's allowed in your house? Are you one of those people that have determined that everybody's allowed in your house? Or are you one of those people that have determined that only these particular people are okay in my house? I'm not really feeling good about those people. And I know that I've heard from several folks that they actually are looking at people's Facebook pages to see how often they're out and who they're out with before they invite them to a party, an event, or anything. And this is getting crazy. It's getting crazy. And I think it's interesting who we decide or who we deem is safe. You know, I live in a building, and so I know all of my neighbors, and it's interesting how some of those neighbors have not called me or texted me since when this all started. And when I see them, they act like I have the plague. Seriously. Like, I must be like Typhoid Mary. Okay? Unbelievable. Wearing a mask, doing everything right, and then you have other people that are so happy to see you, they give you a hug, a great, oh my God, it's so good to see you. So what's that about? Why is it that some people want to give me a hug, and other people won't even let me ride in the elevator with them? Very good question, and I'm sure that this is happening to all of you. That's why we're having this discussion. So I asked, the first question is, how small has your group become? How small has your group become that you hang out with? Good question, right? Who are the people? So think back in March. Think back first week and a half of March. If you can get your brain all the way back there, because I know that some of us don't even remember what we ate last night, okay? Don't even remember what you watched on TV last night. It was that good. It was riveting. Riveting, I'm sure. Can't remember who the heck it was and who was in it. But think about it. If you can wrap your brain back over to March, so let's wrap brain back over to March. remember the people that you were hanging out with and the conversations you were having and the stuff you were doing? Are those people still in your life? That's a big question for me. Are those people still an integral part in your life? If they are, awesome. If they're not, why not? And I find that the first thing that we want to ask ourselves is, are we reaching out or are we isolating? Okay, because we can't change other people, but we can change the way that we operate. Are we isolating ourselves? Because that's a good question, because I know that when we're dealing with these changes in our society, the first thing that people do is one of two things, right? Isolate or refuse to isolate. Okay, that's just the way it is. Like, I am not going to lose my freedoms based on this, right? Or I'm not going to get this. There's no way in heck I'm going to get this. I'm going to stay home. So we have two different sides of camps, right? Just like in the beginning when we had two different sides of the mask or the not mask, right? We had these sides, which is fine. But I'm saying I feel that many of us, it's become very easy to isolate. And that isolationism is only going to cause more pain and suffering, not only for us as individuals, but also for our society. I've realized that, you know, one of the psychological impacts of this situation is that we've divided ourselves from other people in fear of getting sick. Like, remember we had the flu? We still have the flu, unfortunately. And think about it. And we were around people all, remember last Christmas when probably some of us got COVID then before they even talked about it? Cause, you know, I was talking to some folks about how they got COVID back in December of last year and they, very interesting, in different countries and actually tested for it, you know, test came back, you know, positive. And then some people here in this country also talk about it too. Very interesting. But anyway, a side note, right? But remember back in December of last year when apparently COVID was not on the forefront at that point yet, at least it wasn't in our face. Remember how we were at Christmas parties? Like, remember everybody's Christmas parties and Hanukkah parties and everything? Remember that? And Kwanzaa parties? You remember how, like, many there were? Some of us went to three parties a night. Remember those days? I just want to sink in with those days for a second because those were some great days. And I feel that many of us have literally detached and isolated ourselves from so many people that we don't even realize how small our group has become. Now, is that group small because of the fear of getting sick? Is that group small because you've isolated? Or is that group small because that is the safe group that you have deemed as being safe? And I want to ask you, what does safe mean? Because I have a lot of friends, and I absolutely adore them. I have friends that stay at home, never leave the house. I have friends that had just, you know, just literally started grocery shopping the last month. And then I have friends that have been going out this whole time. Okay? And I've realized that, you know, there's a certain distance that I can require with certain people. But I think all in all, one of the things is that I've realized that I think it's determined how close you feel to that other person. How close were you to that person prior to COVID? For real. And think about it. Does that reign true to you? Does that reign true? And have you been surprised as to some of the people who you thought you were really close with that you haven't seen? Let that sink in. I bet you were hanging out with some folks that you saw every weekend. Don't see them anymore. Barely hear from them. Some of them can't even get on a physical phone call. A phone call. A phone call is a lot more than 6 feet apart. Very interesting. Psychologically speaking, if you've been in contact with somebody a lot throughout your lifetime and then it ends during the COVID situation, you really want to think about that. How deep really is that relationship? Can it overcome the test of time, or was that a fleeting non-real friendship? I've realized that this is an interesting dynamic that many of us are dealing with. Many of us are awakening to that situation, but how many of us are doing something proactive to get back into people's lives and to reconnect? Because it's not just everybody else, it's also us, right? So we have to focus on what are we doing to reconnect. What are we doing to put our priorities out there? And who are important to us? And this is going to be a real telling show for you to really help you, to impact you in your life, to really think and put things, well, put things in order of importance. You know, the other thing that I've seen recently is that we seem to be losing our human compassion. We seem to be losing our human compassion and our heartfelt interaction. Don't you think? I mean, I feel like the interactions that we have can be so genuine. And I'm not against wearing a mask. So I'm not going to sit here and get on and talk about whether or not it stops the disease or doesn't stop. Whether or not it stops it, starts it, whether or not, I don't know. There's been a lot of scientific information on both sides. Okay. We've seen people doing their thing. We've seen people on YouTube, you know, checking out the cloth mask versus the paper mask versus the get-to-dead mask. Okay. That's not what this show's about. But you know what? You got to wear a mask. You wear a mask. Okay, so you wear it. But see, the problem is that a lot of us don't like wearing these masks. I don't like wearing the mask. I'm not loving, like, having a hard time breathing and pulling in air, especially when I'm having to track across a big, you know, store, like a huge Mega Target or something, and over there I'm just like, oh my God, I gotta go 45, you know, aisles over to go get the detergent. Here, halfway taking in, you know, got no oxygen, taking in full CO2 the whole time. Great. I'm sure this is healthy. But I feel that this mask is keeping us away from our personality. I mean, I see people that I've seen, it's interesting. It's like people don't talk, you know, they don't say hey anymore or what's up. And I know everybody at the Whole Foods. I know everybody at the Whole Foods, right? And we talk, and they know my voice, you know. I mean, I have a, you know, kind of unique one. So people go, I can't even hide with the mask on. But it was funny, I've been in places where when I started having to wear the mask in the beginning, I just, like, stopped being me. Like, I stopped being funny, I stopped having conversation, I got really quiet, and I realized, man, there's something wrong with that. If I can do that, and I'm a very outgoing person, it's probably second nature for people to not really communicate with a mask. And I find that interesting. Because I feel that the mask separates us from our truth. I think the mask separates us from who we are. I think the mask separates us from being the person that we are, that great energy, you know, and putting it out there and saying hey to people. I think that's changing things. And so I don't want that mask that you're wearing to create a wall around you. I don't want that mask to create a wall around you. Just because we have to wear it, and most of us don't like it, I don't like it. I feel like I'm wearing a sock over my face. Can't stand it. But you know what? I've realized that I'm me with my mask on. I'm me with it on, and then now I have to show my personality even more. I have to show the fact that even though you can't see my smile, I am smiling. And even though you might have a hard time understanding what I'm saying, I'm still going to speak it. And I've realized one thing, guys, and I bet y'all realize it too. We read lips a lot more than we thought we did. Sometimes I don't even know what the heck somebody's saying anymore. And it was funny in the very beginning of this. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Well, no, I'm not doing that anymore because I'm not just going to go on and go idly by blindly accepting what I think somebody said. I have to ask somebody sometimes 5, 6, 7, 8 times. So anyway, when I return, I'll be talking more about the psychological impact of our society with COVID. I'm going to be talking about this whole mask wearing and what we can do to try to overcome that, be able to be ourselves. I'm also going to talk about how we need to get involved. Don't overlook what's going on. Stand up, speak up. Live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes. We are all striving to live our true...
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir Anatomy of a Patient as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah. And
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Great to be back today here live on Live Your True Life Perspectives. And we're having a great show today talking about the psychological impact of COVID. And I know that many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about because we've gotten into this situation, like I was talking about right before the break, about the concept of who we deem safe and unsafe. You know, the friends that we have over and the friends we don't. The friends we go to dinner with and the friends we don't. The people we get on the elevator with and the people we don't. Very interesting. Very interesting. And I find it that it's become the smaller group. And I don't even think it's psychologically understood. It's like we will hang out with people we've seen over and over again, but yet we feel scared if we hang out with somebody different. Maybe we'll get COVID. And I was also talking about losing the human compassion and the heartfelt interaction when we have this whole mask thing going on. And I'm not over here saying we're going to be anti-mask. I'm not over here saying that we're all for masks. I don't like wearing a mask. I'm sure you don't like wearing a mask. But the thing is, we're wearing these masks, okay? When we're in a public place, we're wearing these masks. But it's like the mask takes away from our personality, right? And you and I both agree, if I'm wearing a scarf on my face, you don't see who I am. I mean, some of it look like people come in looking like bandits. I mean, it's like, what would happen if something really goes down? And we're thinking so-and-so's wearing a mask, but that's not really it at all. But we have like this whole look, and we have to be aware of our tendency to disconnect. We wear this mask and we disconnect. It's almost like we're no longer us anymore. We don't have our personality. We're just one of the lemmings, right? We have to be aware of our tendency to not communicate and to get meek. I know a lot of you women out there are getting meek. You go to the store, like somebody gets in, you're like, oh, sorry. You know, it's like it's too much. It's too stressful. It's like we start going into the shell. And we have to be aware that we're strong people, women and men, strong people. I'm not just saying all women get meek with their mask on, but I'm saying some of us do. You get all shy, all disconnected from society. You know, you kind of get quiet. You feel isolated. You're like, God, my life. I want you to start catching these tendencies. I want you to also catch the tendency of deciding not to communicate. We can have conversations with people. You can say hi to the folks at the store. You can say hi to people in a restaurant. You can say hi. You can speak, you know, hey, what's going on? Wave, everything else. But you got to start showing people your emotions more. You got to start putting it out there more. Because people really don't know where you're coming from because they can hardly understand what you're saying. Because most of us, by the way, read lips more than we know. I do. And on top of that, people don't know where you're coming from. It's like being in person with somebody, but it's like a text conversation. I don't know if you're mad. I don't know if you're happy. I don't know if you're elated. I don't know if you want me to go kick my ass, my own ass. I don't know. That's the thing. What do you do? And it's like, at what point do you sit there and say, okay, this is the way I am, and I'm going to try to stand out there. I'm going to try to be who I am. I'm going to try to be who I am. I'm going to try to be me. I'm going to be mindful. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to be mindful. I mean, you're wearing a mask. You're 6 feet from somebody anyway. Just, hey, what's going on? Good to see you. How you doing? Putting yourself out there, reinforcing your personality. And the next thing I want to talk about, we're going to go through the rest of the show, because later on we have Dan Nelson in, but I want to talk about something that's really got to me lately, is we got to get involved. Remember when we were speaking up, when we saw something wrong happening, When you see something wrong, whether an animal is getting hurt by a human being, something like that. If you see something wrong where a child's being hurt by a parent, when we see something wrong going on with a spousal situation, we don't have to jump in the fight, but we need to start reaching out and speaking our truth. And if we need to call law enforcement or we need to do that, we need to do it, guys. Because now more than ever, we got to really be aware of what's happening. Because some people are not taking this stuff very well. Some people are lashing out on other people and animals and hurting people. So we got to stand up for what we know and stand up for people that can't stand up for themselves. Stay tuned because we got more for this show and Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into the plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true, full family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling those small bits of history. He travels the country doing research about things your family deserve to know. Check out Dan's website. Go to dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. And give the gift of your family history to your family.
USA Radio News. President Trump has tapped close advisor Rudy Giuliani to lead his campaign's lawsuits as he and other Republicans contest the outcome of the presidential race. The president turned to the former New York City mayor after his campaign lost a suit regarding vote counting in Arizona's Maricopa County, a county and state the president lost. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito warned at a Federalist Society annual conference that the right to religious freedom has emerged as a disfavored right. During the current pandemic, a casino in Nevada enjoys more freedom than a church. Quote, take a quick look at the Constitution. You will see the free exercise clause of the First Amendment, which protects religious liberty. You will not find a blackjack clause or a slot machine clause, Alito said. In certain quarters, religious liberty is fast becoming a disfavored right. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. What a show today. We're talking about the psychological impact of COVID and how it's impacted many of our lives, and some of it we've really caught. Some of it we know, right? But some of it might be an awakening. You know, when we were talking earlier about who's safe, who do you deem safe in your circle? What about the compassion? It seems like we've lost that human touch. That mask has created this boundary between us and them. This mask has created this boundary between us and them. And it's very interesting. It's interesting dynamic, psychological dynamic that we're dealing with. Right? Because it's interesting. We wear this mask. It keeps us from showing our face, really. We can't show our smile. So why do we even bother smiling? You know, I know that some of you are like, you know what, you're right. I don't really smile that much anymore when I'm in public. You know, and it's almost like it's humdrum. It's like we go from wherever to the store we're going, you wear the mask, you get in the car, you go, and you're like, ah, where is the zest of life going? It's because we've stopped being ourselves. We've become like these kind of robots that wear these masks. So we have to be aware of our tendency to not communicate now. We have to be aware of our tendency to divide ourselves. We have to be aware of our tendency to not be in our life, to get into the sidelines of life. And, you know, I came up with a thought today, and I was like, fear is just that, right? Fear is just that. Don't let it take you out of living. Don't let it take you away from living. The fear is going to take us out of living if we don't really concentrate on that. And the next thing I really want to talk about before Dan comes on, because Dan is ready, he's ready, but let's talk real quick about this, is that we got to get involved. I know that many of you that are listening to the show, wherever you're listening in the United States here on USA Radio Networks, GCN, wherever you're listening, many of us have always been advocates for helping other people. We care about other people. We want to see other people do well. We want to see our environment flourish. We want to see animals be treated with respect. We want to see children being treated with love and respect. You know, we want to see, you know, people just interacting with people in a peaceful way. And if you're seeing something other than that, you need to step in and get involved. I'm not asking you to put your life on the line, but I am saying that something needs to happen. It's got to get addressed. We can't just turn the blind eye to things right now. Because we might be talking about the concept of wearing a mask and not being personal and not putting out, you know, our personality or saying hi to the clerk person behind the counter that you've always talked to. You know what I'm saying? But when we talk about real abuse, this is a big deal. We got to be aware of this, okay? We got to be aware of the situation of possible abuse that's taking place. And we got to be able to say, okay, I'm going to stand up to this. Don't turn the blind eye to what's happening. You know, don't turn the blind eye to what's going on. And that's key. And, you know, I've realized that there's a lot of people that are not able to deal with their emotions during this time. A lot of anger, fear of the unknown, all that stuff. They're not able to deal with it, and they're taking it out on their family members and on their pets. And so we really need to be aware of this, okay? And if you see something that's going wrong, you got to step in and call the police, get somebody involved. Okay, don't turn the blind eye. Because, see, that's what's happening here, is that this COVID thing is a good way of separating society from each other. It's a perfect way to separating who we trust and who we don't. It's a perfect way for cutting people out of our life. It's a perfect way to isolate. It's a perfect storm for all of this. And if we allow it to be, we will lose part of our life. If we allow it to be, there will be people that will suffer in silence because there's nobody there to help them. Okay? And we owe it to ourselves. And we owe it to ourselves. Remember, that's why we're on this planet, is to do the right thing and to find that purpose. And a lot of the purpose is helping other people. It might be in a different way than your way or my way, but it's something. And it's like we got to step up to the plate and do the right thing. So if you see something wrong, do something. You know, I've been seeing some stuff posted on Facebook recently, you know, and people talking about what they're seeing or what's going on. And we got to step in, and we can post it, but we got to have a reason. We can post it and get other people involved, but we also got to follow through. Okay, and do the right thing and stop what's happening. If it's animal cruelty and somebody abusing their dog or cat or whatever, if it's child abuse, whatever it is, if it's spousal abuse, you've got to step in. You got to step in. Okay, if it's calling the police, going to the management of the building, you know, and being proactive. Even if somebody says they're not going to take care of it, keep pushing it until it gets done. Because if that was happening to you, you would hope that somebody would do the same. But also, guess what? When you're helping somebody out of a situation that they can't help themselves in, that's some powerful stuff. Okay, that's some angel making things there, guys, that we have to really think about it. And it's not doing it because of that, it's doing it because the love of wanting to do it. And that's what's so powerful. That's the powerful part. And that's what I want to really talk about. I also want to talk later on in the hour, we're going to talk about things that you can do to make changes right now. Things that you can do to make changes right now that are going to change your life and change the life of other people for a long time. And that's the key, is that let's not let this divide us. Let's allow this to bring us together. Okay, remember how we were before this all came out. Let's see if we can get back there. And I'm not against wearing masks and keeping a little bit of distance, but we still can be loving, caring, and compassionate. You know, right now I want to turn to some history right now because I think that history, you know, obviously is very interesting. It's timely. You know, there'll be situations in our life where, you know, we'll look back at 2020 as a very interesting time. I saw this really funny meme real quick, and it was funny. The guy's getting ready to, you know, to be happy for January 1st. It's December 31st. It's 11:59 p.m., and all of a sudden the clock switches, and it says December 32nd, 2020. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a possibility, but it's not. But we'll be able to look at this with some hopeful nostalgia and hopefully be able to look at this with kindness. Dan Nelson, our resident genealogist and historian, is here live. Dan, great to have you on the show. How are you doing?
Good. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. And I'm interested in the tale, the true tale that we have today. I think this is going to be great for us, and also take our minds off some of this COVID for a second.
Yeah, this will be a nice little diversion and sort of put things in perspective because, of course, we always think we're living in the toughest of times and nobody ever faced such difficulty as us and so forth. And that, you know, that's human nature to do that and not necessarily feel better because you're not dealing with what somebody did 100 or 200 or 300 years ago. But this is a story about a family, the Shockley family, and this Thomas and Anne Shockley. They got married, and they had some kids, a couple daughters and a son. So I'm going to talk about them a little bit. And they were out. They'd moved to Kentucky, near the state capital today, Frankfort. So the oldest son, his name was Flournoy. So you don't run into too many Flournoy Shockley, so he's easy to trace. But he moved out to San Francisco, and he was actually the port warden in San Francisco. So that was a pretty interesting job to have in the 1850s, 1860s, you know, when San Francisco was really booming. Then he had a sister named Judy, and Judy married a William Abbott, and they died young. She was gone by 1855, and he'd already passed. So their children got sent to live with their grandma, Anne. Thomas Shockley had already passed away. And with war brewing and all kinds of troubles, they just couldn't afford to raise Maddie and her three siblings. So Flournoy offered to raise Maddie. So in 1860, Maddie's 16 years old. So imagine, you know, yourself as a 16-year-old girl, and you're going to go to San Francisco from Kentucky. So she had to board a train to get to New York because that's where the boats left from. And then she went on a steamer ship from New York to San Francisco through the Panama Canal. The ship she was on had 628 passengers and 222 soldiers. And so she wrote letters of her adventure and on the way home and how much she missed her family. And finally got to San Francisco on December 11th, 1860. It's probably a better place to be because, you know, the Civil War, of course, was going on back in Kentucky where she left from. So she wrote all these letters, and they got put into a booklet that survived in the family. Now, Maddie's aunt, who's Judy's sister, her name was Sarah Jane. And Sarah Jane actually wrote down some of the stories that she heard from her grandmother. So this is Anne's mom. When she was a little girl, when she was 4 years old, she remembers her grandma telling her these stories. And this was about when they were at Bryant Station, which Bryant Station is, you know, if you were Daniel Boone Buff, you would know where Bryant Station was, not too far from Lexington. And so they were talking about Indian raid, which is part of life back then. And the Indians were headed by a guy named Simon Girty. And he was actually a white man who hung with the Indians. He liked their ways and adopted them. And so what they did, because these Indians were attacking him and there weren't very many of them in the fort, they came up with a creative idea that they gave everybody a stick or two and something tin, and they said, go beat on it like crazy to make all the noise, because the idea was to make the Indians think that they had a full fort of people, and they might be more reluctant to attack. And sure enough, the Indians did not attack before horsemen, 20 horsemen, arrived from Lexington to ward them off from attacking the fort. And then she goes on to tell another story about the women and the girls would have to go down to get the water out of the woods. They were full of Indians, but the Indians wouldn't kill them because they figured they were so brave that they deserved to live. So I'm not sure why that duty got assigned. The women always get the hazardous duty, but they don't get any of the glory for some of these things. But tells a story about one time when there was a guy named Daniel Wilcox, and he and his brother were in the fields. And the way it worked back then is one person would do the plowing, and the other one would watch for Indians. So the brother's sitting on a log, picking the flint of his gun, and an Indian slipped up behind him and tomahawked him. And then the Indian started running after Daniel Wilcox. And he was so near that when Daniel was at the top of the fence to try and get into the palisade that they had there, and the Indian was at the bottom, his mom was yelling out of the fort gate to, "Run, Daniel, run!" Sort of like, run, Forrest, run. And get him to run in the gate because he wasn't going to make it over the fence. And the Indian said that he could have killed him, but he was such a fast runner that they wanted to capture him instead of kill him. And so he fortunately was able to sneak back in. And then the last little story here is about some more of these folks' relatives on the Faulkner side. And there was an attack at this Cook settlement, they called it. And so when they heard of the attack, they said that the grandfather threw off his gear, jumped on his horse, taking his gun with his shirt and pants, running off to get to the troubles, and he told the grandma to shut up the house and take the old gray mare and go to her father's, taking the child with her. And so they went to where her father's was. When they got there, the Indians had already attacked, and so they one got man was gone, but the other one got them in the house, but he was mortally wounded. So they got the door barred, and then so they were shooting it out with the Indians, so to speak, and they were running out of bullets. So the one girl was biting the bullets in half, and then somehow they were able to still use them. I don't know enough about old guns to figure that out, but that's the story. And the Indians set the house on fire, and then the Indians put the fire out because they realized there were hens under the house, and they wanted the hens and the eggs. So I always think about Indians stealing horses and cows, but not hens and eggs. So anyways, those are just some stories that happened in this one little Shockley family back in the day that I thought were sort of interesting, that, all these things happened to one family, so I thought I'd share them on our call.
Yeah, that's a lot of things happening all to one family.
It is. See, everybody thinks that it's hard now because all these crazy things are happening. Lots of stories, to all of our families, but it happened back then, and, you were a lot more in touch with your mortality back then in terms of, the number of family members that had to face it and, what happened. We've just had really a long period of safety and security, which is great. I'm glad we did. But it does cause you to really, get stirred when there's a threat to that.
Think about the reality show they could have had back in the day.
They could have had a reality show. My newsletter that came out this morning, my daughters both, grew up fans of the Real Housewives shows. And so there's one called The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And one of the parts of it is about a girl that married her step-grandpa. It was, there's a whole story behind it. So I told them maybe I should do The Real Housewives of a Family Tree because it was definitely not what you would call housekeeping, what some of these ladies had to endure with these pioneer families.
It could be very interesting, Dan. And we'll talk about that more next week, the Real Housewives of the Pioneers.
That'll be awesome. There you go.
That'll be awesome. It's great, great. I love your stories because they're obviously real, and they also help us to reconnect with history. Thank you so much, Dan, for being on. We'll see you next week and look forward to it.
All right.
And we'll be back here just a bit. We'll be back more talking more about things you can do to overcome the fear in the COVID situation. Dan will be back next week with news stories that are all real and live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burtis. We'll be back this time. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Glad to be back. And today we've been talking about the psychological impact of COVID and how to understand how we're living our life. And, you know, really some tidbits of nuggets of information right now that I'd like to give. Is the first thing is just to reach out. Just remember to reach out to your friends and family. Even if you haven't talked to them for a while, reaching out is powerful. And you might not always get the response that you want. You might not always get to, you know, the response or the care or the genuine that you want. But at least you know that you're reaching out. We got to open up the lines of communication, right? The second thing is we want to check in, right? Check in with folks. Check in with yourself, too. Check in with yourself and monitor that fear. Check in with other people. See how they're doing. Check in with yourself. See how you're doing. You know, if you don't feel comfortable, you know, figure it out. Why do you not feel comfortable? You don't have to do everything. You know, and if you're not feeling comfortable to do something, don't do it. But evaluate. Why do I feel uncomfortable? What's going through my head? Evaluate your thoughts. Evaluate your feelings. Get close with your emotions. Be true to yourself. The only way we can be true to ourselves is to be true to our emotions, to really know where they're coming from. You know, we get feelings based on our thoughts, by the way. We don't just have feelings because we have no thought. You know what I'm saying? A thought comes into our head. It's either a great thought or a fearful thought or a happy thought or a sad thought. You know, we think about something that happened or a situation that took place, or we have a thought in our head and then we feel. Okay? That's the whole connection, the thought-feeling connection, right? We don't just have thoughts of depression with no thought of nothing. We don't just go, oh, God, I feel depressed. Well, what's going on? Oh, I feel isolated. I feel dejected. Why? What's going on? Is there something that we can change right now? Is there something we can change right now? okay? Also, being aware of your feelings and also speaking up. What we have to do more than anything now is to speak up. We got to be advocate for the folks and the animals that can't speak for themselves. You know, a puppy can't take care of itself. A poodle can't take care of itself. A child can't take care of itself. We got to step up and be the advocate. And I know some of you are like, God, I don't know about that. I don't like getting in other people's business. But, you know, I understand that. I get it. I get it. I know you don't like being in other people's business. Some people like to be in other people's business more than we'd want. But what I'm saying is it's good to have your eyes and ears open and be prepared to do something, even if it's something you don't really want to do. I understand that. You know, we got to stop this abuse. We got to stop this madness, because when people go through this, a lot of them can't process it properly. You can probably process it, but you know what? Some of them cannot process it. And they take it out on people and things and animals that can't defend themselves. And last but not least, we need to check our fear. We need to check our fear. Every moment of every day, we need to figure out, how fearful am I feeling? How do I feel? Am I feeling fearful? Am I scared? Where is my fear coming from? Am I doing everything I can to safeguard myself? If I'm doing everything I can to try to stay well, even, you know, I mean, just washing our hands and doing that on a constant basis is powerful. I mean, and these are good tips to live through our rest of our life. You know, but it's like, we got to think about that. And fear is just that. If we let fear take over, it takes us and puts us on the sidelines of living. And real quick, guys, you know, I realize that many of you might be following some of the work on YouTube. If you are on YouTube and you are following the video content that goes up every single week on Ashley Burgess, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, B-E-R-G-E-S, all E's, no U's, one S. If you're looking at that, check it out. I got some new video content addressing, you know, marriage and, you know, has it turned into the roommate syndrome, roommate situation. Some of you for the first time are seeing your spouse more often than you ever have. And it's starting to be apparent that there's some things that have changed. And so this new video content is directed to that, to try to help and to try to be able to turn it around, turn the ship around, and see what we can do to take the marriage from the roommate syndrome back into a marriage, try to work on reconnecting and being able to open up those lines of communication. So check out YouTube for the latest video content. If you'd like to work one-on-one with me, just go to ashleyburgess.com, ashleyburgess.com, and you can sign up right there, right online. In the meantime, check your fear. Be you. Remember, you have a personality and people like to be around you. Show that personality, even if you are wearing a mask, even if you are wearing a plastic shield. Show your personality. Let's get back into the living. Check that fear. Catch that fear. Be aware of it. Be an advocate for other people. You always have. Why stop now? It's time for us to be even more than we were before. It's time for us to be everything we are. To be there for other people, to show it to other people, to help other people, and to save other people, and to work on ourselves and to save ourselves from this fear. Okay, got a great show for you next week. Don't miss it. I have some new stuff that's going to be up here on the website and an event in the next few weeks to help you overcome the fear in the school year. Literature Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in 3 shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is a resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598 and begin to learn your history.